Hi, it's Christopher Cumby, and we're on the move. Hi everyone. Oh man, I just love that jingle, and it gets a little hop in that step, or a hop step in your walk, whatever that is. Anyway, welcome back to On the Move with me, and I'm super excited about the momentum that we talked about in the last podcast. And I'm coming to you right now, so you know, on the move at the beach at Santa Rosa, right on the Gulf of Mexico. And you may hear some waves in the background, you may hear some birds. I'm kind of surrounded by nature at this moment. And that was what the intent was with this podcast, is to be able to be anywhere I want, to be able to deliver value to you. And to have a really good insight to what a lot of people deal with as being entrepreneurs, and tell you that I'm in your corner, but I have to ask you a question. And I really want you to contemplate this. Are you defined right now by your future, or are you stuck in the memories of your past? And that's really what this podcast is going to be about today, because I really want to make it clear that you're either in one of those or the other. And I'll give you an example. When you get up in the morning and you start thinking about what's happening, we generally start to get off on a tangent about all the things that happened yesterday, and we carry them forward. In fact, we have about 80,000 thoughts a day. 90% of those are repetitive. So you've got to ask the question, how are you programmed? Are you living fulfilled today? Are you feeling good every day? Or at least most of the time? Because I know if it's the exact opposite, then it's your reality that's happening. And our personality is one of those things that are made up with feelings, thoughts. And depending on where you are in those two things, and of course the actions we take, wherever you are in any one of those things, that if you improve that, you'll improve your personal reality, because that's exactly what a personality is. It's your personal reality. So I want you to think about these things and contemplate what's actually happening in you. Are you defining yourself on the future? The vision of what you want, not what you don't want. And there's a very fine line between that. And I want you to realize that when you think about what you want, most of the time you're actually thinking about what you don't want. Therefore, putting any attention on what you don't want keeps manifesting the fact that you don't have what you want. And I know it's a little complex, I'm trying to simplify. And as you get to know me, I'll be able to piece all this together for you. But I really wanted you to focus in on how you start your day. How are you starting your day? Now, my intention is to start it with me. That would be amazing. Because I want you to look in the mirror while you're listening to my show, and I want you to be honest with yourself when I ask you these types of questions, because the reality is I cannot motivate you. No one can. You have to motivate yourself. You have to tap into something that drives you forward in great enthusiasm and anticipation with delayed gratification, because that's usually how we manifest things in the material world. And I'm going to get into some really cool stuff about fifth dimensional creation and talk a lot about what I've been learning with Dr. Joe Dispenza. And I'll post some things in the notes today around some of these conversations, so you can go and kind of do a search in Google. Because I really want this to be a place where you can come and learn. Learn about yourself. The best way that I know how to learn about yourself is to ask questions and then find the answers. And if you haven't gotten my book yet called The Success Playbook, I welcome you to go there. It's a free copy at my website, ChristopherCumbie.com. Check that out, ChristopherCumbie.com. You can actually go with Learn With Me, and that'll bring you right to my book, or you can probably click on a few other buttons to get to a free download of my book. But I am, again, excited for you to learn things that are going to help you through the day and get the day started off right. I'm going to bring energy, and I hope that you connect with me on a level where I hope to understand what you're going through, because, listen, no one goes unscathed in life when it comes to living a human experience. You've got to remember you're such pure energy, and I don't want to get all foo-foo on you, at least yet, but the reality is I want you to think about yourself as a frequency, a transmitter and a receiver of energy. Thoughts are energy. So, if your reality right now is not where you want it to be, then you've got to think about it. This bird is awesome. They're actually talking right beside me. I hope you can hear it on this podcast. It's going to be fun to hear it back. But they, for whatever reason, huge beach, decided that they wanted to camp right beside me. But anyway, I digress. I'm just going to say hi to the birds. But you've got to get back to really starting to figure out what you're thinking about most of the time, because I'll tell you, that is why your reality is what it is. There's a great book that I really would love everybody to pick up, whether you pick it up and read it, or you download it on Audible, whatever way you consume it. I think it's one of those things that Earl Nightingale, who was absolutely what I would call more of a forefather of thought, but actually conceptualized what I'm doing today on a podcast way back on vinyl. And he truly spoke to me. And one of the things that I really got the most out of all of the things that Earl had talked about was this concept of we are what we think about most of the time. And when you really think about it and go back to all of those areas in your life that, whether they're good or they're bad or, you know, somewhere in between, it's all where you've put your focus. And I know where you put attention, energy flows. And the book is called The Strangest Secret. Really encourage it. I think it's going to give so much insight to why life, as you know it, is where it is. And again, look in the mirror every morning. This is short format stuff. I just want to touch base with you guys and let you know that you're not the only ones that have to go through things, but it takes practice, it takes discipline, it takes a decision, it takes commitment to make change. And the only way you're going to get on the other side of where you want to go, or where you are today, I should say, and where you want to go, is that you have to take you have to make a decision, make the commitment, and then you got to start moving. That's the whole point of this show, folks, is I'm on the move. I want to be with you on the move, and I know unequivocally when you take action on anything, you're going to get a result. Good, bad, ugly, indifferent, it's going to be something that you can build on, and then you can pivot from there. If you get great success out of the gate, good on you. Just continue doing that, because that's going to truly show you your true potential. And I believe that everybody has something and a great gift inside. It's a matter of touching base with it, understanding the fundamentals that you have to work within and the laws. There are laws to this universe, and that book is going to really help you guys out. So, The Strangest Secret by Earl Nightingale. Check it out. I want to encourage you guys to keep coming back. I'm going to have more like this. I've got some really cool things coming up. I'm going to help demystify podcasting, as I said. I want everybody to just actually download Anchor today. Download Anchor. It's what I'm actually broadcasting on. Do it. Just download the app. I'll get to it another day, but I'm going to show you how you can actually get your voice out there, start monetizing your business and really relating to whoever it is you serve. And I'm really excited about showing you this really amazing tool. So on that note, keep being awesome. Do something nice for someone today and go kick ass.